Get your hooves into this cracking offer from Paddy Power. It's money back as a free bet on all losers if the starting prize favourite wins on at least one race every day of the Punchestown Festival. Find out each day's race online at paddypower.com. Max free bet £10. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Hello and welcome from Punchestown. The rain has stopped in advance of day one of this fabulous festival, but we're looking ahead to day two when a cracking seven race card awaits us, building up to the car. We've got the Racing Post Irish editor Richard Forrestal, his ace colleague David Jennings, from the sponsors Paddy Power, Tom Nugent and myself, Lee Mottisett. And we kick off with the not altogether simple Adair Manor Opportunity Series final, the big conditional jockeys race here at the festival. Tom, how'd you bet?
We actually don't have prices just yet. We won't have prices for the shoulder races just yet. We've all the grade ones priced up all right. As far as opinion goes, we were just discussing off camera, this is probably one of the trappiest races of all time. But I'll take a flyer with nobody home for Eddie Colley. He's up £7 for winning in Ferryhouse the last day. It is a career high mark, but they tend to ride him out the back and he just comes and pick up the pieces he could be in each way play.
And not necessarily holding you to this, but what price would you expect your odds compilers to be going on this one?
Oh, they'd surely give you at the very least 16-1, if not 33s, please God.
Okay, so holding there 16-33s about that one. Richie, you thought this was a relatively straightforward looking race, I believe.
Not the first time I'll get mixed up this week, Lee, but no, I actually do fancy one in it, funny enough. The horse called O'Kaelig of Peter Fahey's. Peter's horses have been in great form, and this horse has won off 1-2-1 before, which he's in off tomorrow. He had some very good form as a novice chaser last season behind Identity Thief, Woodland Opera, Don't Touch It as well, and he just hasn't, for whatever reason, he hasn't found his form at all this year, but he has dropped a couple of pounds in the ratings. He's back down to 1-2-1 now, and he'll go on the ground. His win off 1-2-1, I think it was Goran Park, was in heavy ground, so however soft it is, he'll be fine. I think he'll run well.
And DJ, you'll make mincemeat of a race like this, won't you?
Yeah, it will make mincemeat of me. Ooh, I believe. Yeah, I have one of my many, very many cliff horses in this. A horse called Fine Theatre, trained by Paul Nolan. There are many of them, hundreds in fact. Fine Theatre, like, he's rated 132 over fences. He's ran in all the big dances over fences. You know, I thought he ran a cracker in the Tiestas. He finished seventh, but he was bang there turning for home. I thought then he ran in the Irish National. He's fourth in the Tim Duggan. He's 132 over fences. He's back over hurdles off a mark 10 pound lower, 122. And his last run over hurdles, he was brought down on the home turn of Ferryhouse. I thought he was tanking at the time. The more rain that falls, the better, which is a good thing because it looks like it's just not going to stop for the rest of the week. So I am going to keep the faith once again in Fine Theatre for Eamon Corbett.
And as we approach the end of this season, what has been your ultimate cliff horse of the 2017-18 campaign?
God, there are so many. Don't Touch It would be one of them, one Richie mentioned. Hasn't won in 12 months. There are so many. Let me think now, what else? Our Duke. Another one. And there might be one more, Western Rider. So a catastrophe all round.
You've had some good days though too, haven't you?
Yeah, but I forget them very quickly.
Okay, move on then to the 420, the Louis Fitzgerald Hurdle. Richie, how'd you see this one?
Yeah, this is the race I was talking about initially, Lee. I thought was relatively straightforward. Of course, I'll be proved wrong. Sire de Burley ran a blinder in the conditional jockeys race at Cheltenham behind Blow by Blow. I'd say it was a pretty good edition of that race. We've come to realise that it's often a better race than we think it is going into it. And Blow by Blow won it this year. He's grade one horse, runs in the grade one tomorrow. This fella is progressive. He ran well, kept on all the way to the line. He's top rated as well. I wouldn't be taking him on.
Okay, David, same opinion?
Yeah, he'd probably win, but he's a... I don't know. He's one of these horses that you just... He's never just gone and done it, like, you know.
He's quite young, though, isn't he?
Yeah,
he is.
That was only his second run this season, in fairness. Like, he should still be coming, like.
Yeah, no, and he's potentially the best horse in the race. I'm gonna go out on the limb here with a headbanger.
Ooh.
Yeah, Le Martelan, who's been over fences, he's an absolutely horrible horse. Let's make
Hang
no mistake about it.
So you're going with a headbanger on an absolutely horrible
reasons.
Horse?
I have reasons, okay, yeah. Right. So he's been running over fences all season. He's still a maiden over fences.
Yeah.
Ran in grade ones last season as a novice hurdler. He's rated 132, but he's just a type. He thinks about the game a lot now, an awful lot. So he's been over fences, and I just wonder, back over hurdles, will he say to himself, do you know what? This is so much easier than jumping them big, huge fences. And he's a type that, if he does get into a clear lead, he's a front runner that's real exuberant. He could just get into an unassailable lead, and he just might not come back this time. So I'm going to chance Le Martelan.
You're sort of really getting inside his head there, aren't you?
Yeah, like, he's one of these horses that they all joke about it in the Noel Mead stable, who's going to ride him in a beginner's chase, because nobody wants to ride him, because he went down to the first one day, I think at Navan, and he just made the most bizarre shape you would ever see over a fence and came down. So he's that type of horse. But I just wonder, back over hurdles, as I said, if he's not taken on for the lead, he could just blitz them.
Okay, almost a psychiatrist assessment there.
Yeah. I feel like I know him so much better now. DJ makes a good point about Le Martelan. You can see from my notes that I'm not just copying him. No. Le Martelan is written down here.
Switched back to hurdles.
He was great run pace as a novice in a Royal Band.
Yeah, Royal Band. Not convinced by
Prav Laguna. Don't mind my handwriting. This is about the racing. We'll stick to the racing. The handwriting is horrific. But Sire de Burley, I think, will be very, very short tomorrow. I'm not sure how short, but I think he'll be a false price. He will be too short.
So again, the Paddy Power odds compilers, what price would you expect them, or should they be putting up Sire de Burley?
Thankfully, I don't work in the trading department, so I won't put them under the bus just yet. But I do think he will be opposable. I wouldn't be taking him on with Prav Laguna. I don't think she's good enough. She's rated 138, but she isn't quite up to scratch. Le Martelan is the one each way for me. I'd keep an eye out for, there's another horse in it called for JP called Rock de Bon, who's having his second run for Johnny Kiley over from France. Could be interesting if there's a little bit of market support. It's a more open race than it looks.
Okay, so Le Martelan for two of the boys, Sire de Burley, a big tip for Richie, and now a commercial break.
Get your hooves into this cracking offer from Paddy Power. It's money back as a free bet on all losers if the starting price favourite wins on at least one race every day of the Punchestown Festival. Find out each day's race online at paddypower.com. Max free bet £10. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
You rejoin us here at Punchestown for a few seconds. We had Derek Thompson across the tannoys here, which I've never heard before at Punchestown. It was quite a momentous experience. Race three on day two is the Irish Daily Mirror Novice Hurdle, the big 3-mile novice hurdle of this festival. Kilbricken Storm tries to follow up his win at the Cheltenham Festival, but Richard Forrestal is about as big a fan as you will find of Next Destination. Richie, Next Destination, say nice things about it.
Yeah, banker of the weekly as far as I'm concerned. I'm sure you could look at his Punchestown, or his Cheltenham run, sorry, and be a little bit disappointed. He looked tap for toe at the top of the hill, and I mean, turning in, he looked like he was going to finish 7th or 8th. And to be honest, I look at that as a positive, the way he stayed on. I mean, it's a good sign of a horse. He's a resilient animal. He jumps well. He might not have just acted as well as some of the others on the ground, because one thing he did previously was travel in his races. For me, it's not a bad race tomorrow, but I think he's up there with the very best novices they have in Clough Sutton, and he's banker material for me.
DJ, bear in mind that Richie is your... Were you going to say something else,
sir? The step up to 3 miles is obviously a positive after the last, you know, finishing third to Sam Crow and Black Op, and stepping up to 3 miles, you'd like to think it would be the key.
I was going to say, DJ, bear in mind that Richie is your boss, and bear in mind that he will be dishing out the tasks over this festival. What do you think about Next Destination?
Yeah, it's funny. Richie tends to have these kind of ones that he just can't see beaten. You know, he'll pick a horse and he'll say, this is a certainty. And it only happens on very rare occasions. But Next Destination was the first time that one of these has been beaten. The year before, it was Sizing John in the Gold Cup, obviously. So he does have a good, you know, good past record at this.
I did him wrong, Dave, don't worry.
So I wouldn't just judge him on Next Destination at Cheltenham, because he is quite a good judge and he's the best boss I ever had and I love him. None of that is true.
Beautiful words here on the podcast.
Anyway, I actually am not a fan of Next Destination. I think he deserves to be favoured, and he's a nice horse. I just hated the way he ran at Cheltenham. He ran in snatches. It was like as if he raced very lazily. Maybe it was just the way the race was ran, but he was the only horse in the entire race that was under pressure leaving the back straight before they came down the hill. In the whole race, he shouldn't have been under pressure at that stage. It had yet to hot up. Sam Crow hadn't made his move, and I didn't think they had gone that quickly. So it was a vintage Neptune, so he deserves to be favoured. He deserves to be favoured, and he could win. But I'd far rather back Ballyward at 7-1 than back Next Destination at 15-8. I loved Ballyward's run in the Albert Bartlett. Unlike Next Destination, he travelled into the race beautifully. I thought it was lack of experience in a real war of attrition in the Albert Bartlett that probably cost him. I think he's getting better, whereas Next Destination started up here all season, and just that run in the Ballymore has him back down here. I think
not all that way down there, sure.
Well, maybe there to there.
Yeah.
I think that Ballyward started down here, was beaten in a maiden hurdle, in a poor maiden hurdle at Leopardstown.
Yeah.
And then you just see this gradual incline, and I think he might get to here tomorrow.
That's higher than Sam Crowe.
No, sorry, here.
Okay, so Sam,
yeah, everything
there
is down here compared to Sam Crowe.
Okay.
This isn't much good for those listening on the audio, by the way, but Dave is...
They can paint pictures, can't they? David's moving his hand in the air. Yeah. Richard, would you want to respond to any of DJ's specific cruel criticisms of Next Destination?
Let's not overstate it, Lee. I just think the Neptune was a better race. The traditionally it always would be. Kilbrecken Storm is a good horse, progressive animal, but I'd prefer the Neptune, the Ballymore form. As I say, he's banker material for me.
And Tom, they'll probably pummel him in the market. What, the Next Destination?
Well, he's 15-8 favourite from 9-4 at the moment. Kilbrecken Storm is next in at 4-1. Delta Work 6-1. 7-1 Bally Ward alongside Blow by Blow and 12-1 Bar. I'm surprised to hear a learned man such as Mr. Farsall so effusive about a short price favourite in a novice hurdle over 3 miles. I'm sick and tired of backing short ones in it, and they come and get done, particularly in the likes of the Albert Bartlett. What was the name of the horse that won in Leopardstown? Tower Bridge for Joseph was 66-1. Sick and tired of backing these short price ones. I'm going to back each way Discorama for Paul Nolan, ridden by Kevin Sexton, finishing second in the Martin Pipe, and was 33-1 this morning, backed into 20-1 as I speak.
That's a fair tip. As an each-way option, that Martin Pipe race could work out quite well. And as you say, he's a coming horse as well, yeah.
I can still hear A Down cheering that one as well in the Marty Pipe. He was very, very sweet on.
He was.
Didn't quite work out, but got the each-way money. Okay, we move on to the big race of day two and the signature race of the whole festival, really, the Coral Punchestown Gold Cup. Haven't got the first three from the Cheltenham Gold Cup this year. We have got the fourth, though. Road to Respect, who heads the market at what price, Tom?
He does. He's 7-4 favourite at the moment. Bells Hill is next in at 7-2. Jack Adam is 11-2 next in. 6-1 Kolultovic and 10-1 Bar.
Okay, and Tom, perhaps no huge superstars in the race this year, but it's a wide open Grade One.
Well, you say that, but you've got Road to Respect, who is a good Lexus winner.
He's a good horse, and but he's not a superstar.
And you've got Ed Wolf, who's an Irish Gold Cup winner. They're not superstars, but they're very good
they're
horses.
Very good. Yeah, no.
Jack Adams' season probably hasn't really got going yet. There's a lot of question marks hanging over a lot of these horses. Bells Hill, will there be a mark left on him after the Irish National? It's a wide open race, and I reckon I probably won't have a bet in it. That's how open it is.
DJ, I backed Bells Hill for the Irish National, and for most of the race, I was thinking, this is just going beautifully. And going to the final fence, I was thinking, this is going really beautifully, and then it stopped going beautifully.
You're throwing him a ball here, Lee.
Oh, am I right? So, DJ, Bells Hill, I'm throwing you a ball. What are you going to say with it?
Well, going back to the Irish National, I was in your camp, and I went for a right touch on Bells Hill. I just thought he was a class horse in the race, and the fact that Willie didn't go for Aintree with him told you all you needed to know, and for 3 miles, 4 furlongs, it was poetry in motion. And then I was actually down at the last fence, and it was quite a remarkable scene, because how he even managed to get over it with the way he approached it was gut-wrenching from my point of view, obviously, and yours. As regards this, that must have taken a hell of a lot out of him. It had to. It was X-rated viewing coming down to the last leg.
Did you see this bloke in the high-vis jacket that's supposed to put him off?
No.
Right.
Okay. Sorry. That would have been good for the story.
It's funny, with Willie's and Gordon's horses, a lot of them, I wouldn't worry about hard races. Look at Bless the Wings at Aintree. There was something. Tiger Roll, he'd been to Cheltenham as well. Do you know what I mean? The way they train them these days, the better ones especially, they seem to produce them to peak 2 or 3 times in the spring, and it's not a concern that it might have been before, personally, and I don't think it is.
Yeah, maybe so. As regards this race, you know me now, Lee, right? You know me, right? I am very decisive.
Wow.
And I actually get probably given out to for being too decisive, as in, this horse won't just win, it will win. So I tend to do that a lot.
You're a man of conviction.
Too many, you
believe in things.
Too many times I'm too decisive and I get it wrong.
Down.
But anyway,
you've got a lot of strong points.
Moving on to the Coral Punchestown Gold Cup, I have absolutely no idea what's going to win this race. I spent about 2 hours going through it yesterday, and after a long process that lasted far too long, I said probably Bells Hill will probably win. Any conviction whatsoever? No. If Road to Respect won, I would have been saying after the race, of course he was going to win. Sure, he ran a cracker at Cheltenham. The ground is slightly better here. If Jack Adam came back to form, well, sure, he was just beaten in the race last year. Cololta Vic looked a superstar before Cheltenham. You've got Ed Wolfe, who won the Irish Gold Cup. Total Recall, if he didn't run the Grand National, you'd be saying he has every chance. Outlander is Outlander and can do anything. So I'm after mentioning six or seven horses there that realistically could win the race. So for that reason, I won't be having a bet. And I know that's bad because I'm on a podcast and you're supposed to be tipping winners, but I just don't fancy anything.
It's a waste of 2 hours, wasn't it, really?
Yeah,
it was. You could have made a casserole.
Could have mowed the lawn. Yeah.
Richie, are you more decisive in your view of the big race?
Yeah, it wouldn't be like me to be more emphatic than David Jennings now, but maybe on this occasion I will be. I'd be in the Road to Respect camp. He's had a light campaign. He did nothing from Christmas up to Cheltenham. I'm sure he wouldn't be coming here with him if he wasn't happy with him. He's a coming horse. He's the right age profile. He's improving and he's on the up. His Cheltenham run was excellent. He travelled and jumped. He did everything right. He was just outgunned on the ground by better horses on the day. There was no shame in it. He's the best horse in there. But just to touch on something David touched on there, Total Recall was running an absolute blinder in it when he came down 3 out at Cheltenham. And if you ignore what happened at Aintree, because he just didn't take it clearly and that was the end of that, he's 12-1 now, and Ruby was talking about him beforehand being a grade one horse and a handicap and all that sort of thing. I mean, he's 12-1 and all of a sudden he's an outsider. I mean, he's the each way value in that race for sure.
And he wouldn't really have had any sort of race. Charlie didn't really do anything, did he? Made mistakes.
Yeah, draw a line through it and move on. I don't think he's got Noel Feely up as well tomorrow. You know, good steady pair of hands. He'll get a bit of confidence into him. Great man to get them jumping. I like Road to Respect. I think he'll win, but he'd be great each way about Total Recall.
I thought you were about to say something there, David.
No.
Oh.
No, sorry.
Okay, with that thrilling end to part two, we have another commercial break.
Get your hooves into this cracking offer from Paddy Power. It's money back as a free bet on all losers if the starting prize favourite wins on at least one race every day of the Punchestown Festival. Find out each day's race online at paddypower.com. Max free bet £10. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back to Punchestown for our postcast preview of day two of the festival with myself, Lee Mottshead, Richard Forrestal, David Jennings and Tom Nugent. We move on to the third grade one on the Wednesday, the Racing Post sponsored Champion National Hunt Flat Race. And Richie, just explain, this race has been run as the Cunningham Cup for the first time.
Yeah, Cunningham Cup over the last number of years has been a handicap chase here. Great race, great tradition to the race. And Richie Galway has been the driving force behind this. He just felt that it had lost a bit of its status as a handicap chase and wasn't drawing the attention that maybe it deserved. It's meant to be one of the big amateur races of the year. So he's moved it to this. It's a good move. The objection would be that, you know, moving it to the Grade 1 Champion Bumper, it's going to be won possibly by the likes of Patrick Mullins, for example, or Jamie Codd repeatedly. But if you look back through the years, that's not necessarily the case. It's been spread about a lot. So generally, I think people are very supportive of the move.
And it's a good renewal as well this year. It's pretty much a rerun of the Champion Bumper from Cheltenham. Are we going to get the same sort of result?
Yeah, again, maybe I'm starting to sound a bit like a broken record and a bit boring here, but like Relegate, To do what she did at Cheltenham was deeply impressive. It was very similar to what Fiona did last year. Maybe you could say the race fell apart or whatever up front, but she has made up that ground off a strong pace and she's finished well. She's unbeaten. All her form stands up. I can't see any reason to take her on. The one that I thought was slightly interesting is the horse coming over from England, Tom Lacey. Tom being an old friend of mine, one of the best horsemen I've ever known.
He's on some run.
And he is having some run of things between selling horses and winning with them. He's having a great time. I'd have huge respect for Tom's decision to bring that over. It won at Market Race and I actually haven't seen the race. But the fact that he's bringing it over is significant, so it'll be one I'd be keeping an eye on in the market.
Yeah, I spoke to Tom this morning and he was saying, listen, it's an ambitious call, but we're going there to try to win the race. He did sound pretty sweating, as you say. He wouldn't bring him, would he, unless he thought he had a serious chance. David, do you rate him?
Yeah, Tom Lacey's a trainer that's in high demand at the moment. He's doing a remarkable job. I don't think he's going to be winning this. I fancy Black Bow. I don't think things went as smoothly as connections would have liked going into the Champion Bumper at Cheltenham. With that in mind, I thought he ran quite well and I certainly wouldn't be giving up on him. I thought going into Cheltenham he looked the best bumper horse in Ireland.
Yeah.
And I'm the forgiving type, Lee, I'm going to give him one more chance.
Good man. Tom, what price about Black Bow?
Black Bow's 3-1 second favourite. Relegators are 11-4 favourite. 9-2 carefully selected and 5-1 bar at the moment.
And the winner is?
I'm biased.
Why are you biased?
Myself and my parents bred Black Bow. So we are very excited. look at, he went to Cheltenham, he ran well. He's a very laid back horse going in preliminaries. If you watch him going around the parade ring, he's very laid back, takes it all in. Once he hits the track, he gets a bit gassy, gets a bit revved up, wants to get on with things. I hope if he just learns to settle a little bit, he'll finish out his races a little bit better than he has. Like, he's still kicked off the bend in Leopardstown like a flat horse. Maybe had a little bit, was a little bit tired coming up the hill in Cheltenham, but I'm very, very excited for him tomorrow. It's a big day for us. We only have two mares at home, so it'll be a big update for the pedigree if he was to do something special.
Well, listen, all best wishes to you. Was he a lovely foal?
Yeah, beautiful foal. Beautiful foal. And do you know what's more, Lee? I have his full sister there at home. She's for sale all the time if you want to buy her off me. Yeah, yeah.
Should you wish to get hold of Tom's contact details, we can provide them in due course.
087.
Tom, give us the prices on the big handicap.
Oh, yeah, we actually, again, don't have it priced up just this second. So
they're not we'll a busy to, morning, your
no,
place, have
they? No, they generally wait until, with the kind of late afternoon kickoff, three, right, closer to four, they generally let things let things go and have a leisurely lunch.
Well, just tell us who... Right. Yeah. Hold that thought for a second. Yeah. Just hold that thought. He was on a roll here. Tom, who wins?
I was never on a roll in my entire life, but I think Blast of Coleman with first time cheek pieces could be interesting. Okay. He is officially rated 127 at the moment. I think he could have a chance each way.
Okay, viewers, listeners, we're going to keep you in suspense. We'll wait for DJ's certain winner, Richie.
Yeah, he stole mine, the pup. Yeah, it's what he said. Blast of Coleman has been very consistent. Trained by Robert Tyner, who always loves to bring one up here and have a cut off something. This fella last ran in March at Leopardstown behind Spiderweb, and finished sixth that day. Just not far behind was a horse called General Principle, who's since won the Irish Grand National. So it's rock solid form. As I say, Robert tends to bring one or two up here with a chance every year. This fella's in below off about 9.10. I mean, he's got no weight in his back. He's just a consistent, solid sort of horse that should run a big race.
Okay. We should have a little game here. DJ, let me look at your screen for a second. So you've got... No. What bit were you looking at there? Did you have the horse on the screen there? Right, okay. Show us a bit of the screen. Right, so you had on screen here Goulain Chosen, Oscar Knight, Shanahan's Turn and Patrick's Park. Of those four, Tom, which one do you think is DJ's tip?
He fancies Patrick's Park.
Do you know that for a fact?
No, I don't know that for a fact, but I'm just going to guess that he fancies Patrick's Park.
Okay, Richie?
Yeah, I'd go with that too. Yeah.
Is it Patrick?
I must be very easy to read, am I? Yeah, I just think this horse is crying out for a step back up to 2.5 miles. So impressive during the Dublin Racing Festival. This horse was actually sourced by a colleague of ours, Paul Byrne, in the Racing Post. And I haven't spoke to Paul about it at all. And this horse, he might think it has no chance, but I think it's probably the bet of the day. Went up £10 for winning at Leopardstown on the Rachel Blackmore. Was so impressive that day. Anything that could have went wrong at Fairy House, I thought did go wrong. It was back to 2 mile 1. It got into, like, do you know one of these races where it never got any space to get into a fluent rhythm, was always behind horses, didn't jump well enough, everything was just happening, I thought, a little bit too quickly. I think a step up to 2.5 miles, has only got 10 stone 1, has had a pretty light campaign. I think Patrick's Park off 10-1, it's now rated 133, and I think he could have another £7 or £8 in hand, so it's Patrick's Park for me.
Okay, I got a bit carried away in Heathrow T5 on the way through. And I went and bought a bit of cologne and a pair of shoes. Spent more money than I should have done, really. Would you be saying to me, I should sort of lump on to recoup the money I spent there?
Yeah, well, see, this is going to be a price. It'll probably open up about 10s, because it'll be probably 7-1 the field. Nah, it'll be 20s now. But I just think 2.5 miles around here, he ticks a lot of boxes for me anyway. So I wouldn't go to shoes. I'd just go to cologne money.
Okay. Right, okay, and we'll end then with the bumper, 7.15. Just quickly, tips on this one, Tom?
No prices at the moment. Thought...
Again, Tom, why did we bring you on?
I don't know. It's something to do with sponsorship, I think.
I think before tomorrow, you need to have a word with them, really, and say that we record at about 1 o'clock. If they could give you a rough idea...
I would one tip really, if you ever get into bookmaking, don't ever tell a trader what to do. they bite.
Just make it up.
I was to give you one. I thought Tintango was very impressive in Fairy House. Flash her tail a little bit on the straight, but I think she's very, very good. She'd be hard to beat.
Okay, Mr. Jennings.
Cool Reevee.
Okay, and Mr. Forrestal.
Yeah, Ting Tangle. Again, the tail flashing thing is a bit of a concern, but the first time he hit her, she flashed it badly. The second time, she flashed it a bit less. The third time, she flashed it a bit less. And then she didn't flash it for a couple of strides when he hit her. And the last time, she did flash it again. You're thinking, oh, you know, maybe she is a bit funny, but she's a striking mare, big white face, white socks, and she looks like she's a big engine.
Excellent. With those tail flashing words, we end this preview of day two at Punchestown. Do please join us again when we look ahead to day three tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Get your hooves into this cracking offer from Paddy Power. It's money back as a free bet on all losers if the starting prize favourite wins on at least one race every day of the Punchestown Festival. Find out each day's race online at paddypower.com. Max free bet £10. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Begambleaware.org.